Okay, so this is another NotFic recorded for Voice Team Week 2, 2020. This time, the song is Story of the Ghost by Phish. And to me, this is a song that I've associated with Star Wars Rebels and the Ghost crew for a long time, because obviously it's right there in the title, The Story of the Ghost. But I've always jumped around as to what the exact story is. Like, because the story of the ghost is different depending on who is telling the story. So I'm thinking maybe it's a 5+1 or something like that. Like, what the ghost represents for different members of the crew. So, like, the obvious one is Kanan. Story of the ghost. For him, the ghost is not actually the ghost crew. It's the Force and the Jedi and all of the relationships that he's had that are gone. Because, like, the lyrics of the song, it's all about leaving something behind, and then, but maybe that something is still there, and answers coming in actions, never in words. So it's not like the Force ever gives a straight answer. Even when you get a literal Force ghost, it's always telling riddles. So, but there's that aspect of faith to it, that if you trust in the Force will answer. And so the story of the ghost for Kanan, I have this image in my head of, it's him and Hera sitting in the galley of the ship soon after he's joined her. Can't remember the name of the novel, but soon after they nearly blow up a moon. And they're both probably a little tipsy because it wouldn't be easy for him to talk about it. And it's been long enough that maybe something has pushed him that he could have used the Force in one of their jobs, but maybe he chose not to, or maybe he did, but he didn't want to. And so they're sitting there and he's like, I've never told you about my history. I've never told you how I escaped. I never told you, the story of the ghost. And potentially this is an outright story of his master, of Deepa Balaba. And he goes into this story of how he became Deepa's Padawan, or how he lost her at the end of the war. And all of that. And that story maybe sparks a story of her own, because the other one that I have that is clear in my head, at least, is Hera. For Hera, the story of the ghost is the story of her family. It's, why did she choose to name her ship the Ghost and the Ghost crew and the Phantom? And I don't know what it is in canon, but in my head, I have this headcanon that it's after, like, her mother and her lost culture and everything that she lost because of the war, but also, like, the ghosts of what could have been. Not just because she's really good at slipping in and out like a ghost. For her, the story of the ghost is how she left Ryloth, how she left her father and set out to join the rebellion in, like, she still has all these very strong feelings about the rebellion and about helping people, but her father is so very set on Ryloth first. And she has this idea of, no, we have to focus on the bigger picture. If we don't defeat the Empire, then what's the point of having Free Ryloth? They can just come in and take us over. And that argument. And so we have that story spiraling out of... So Kanan tells Hera this story. And that gets her thinking about the war and what she has lost. And so that's part two, is Hera's ghost. And then, like, I kind of want to take it into Jason, that the next person, that Jason's ghost is his dad, that Jason's ghost is obviously Kanan. And I want to tell you the story of the ghost is Hera telling Jason about Kanan and about how Jason has the Force and sometimes he can do things, even though nobody's ever trained him, except maybe he has Kanan's old holocron. So he's learned a little bit from the holocron. He's maybe learned a little bit from like, maybe he went to Luke's school for the Jedi for a little bit. Maybe eventually Ezra came back and he learned a little bit from Ezra. But for most of the time, he hasn't had a one solid master. And so the Force, he's always had this presence and he's visualized it as his dad watching over him, but he's never been able to talk to his dad. So that's where the answers come in actions. He never spoke a word. Jason's never had a chance to actually sit down and have a human connection with his dad. But at the same time, through the Force, he's always felt like someone is watching over him. Someone is protecting him. And he has this connection with his dad, even though it's not the connection he wants. Or it's not the connection he wishes he had. And then, like, maybe you could take that into Ezra as well, that, like, you could spiral it off into wherever Ezra disappeared to, and maybe he's talking to Thrawn, maybe he's talking to where the natives of whatever planet he happened to land on after the Purgle dropped them off in unknown space. And they've been together for long enough that they've gotten to an alliance, some kind of relationship. And again, it's that, oh, I've never told you the story of the ghost. And for Ezra, it might be how he joined the ghost. Although I think Thrawn at least would have some idea. If not the details, then the idea of when, because he would have had all of Kallus's reports, and so he would have been able to put it together. But the emotions behind finding someone who could do what he did, the emotions behind suddenly having this connection, this family, and why it's so important and close to his heart to get back to Lothal, and why it was always so important for Ezra to get back to save Lothal, and the ghost of his parents, but also then finding a second family in joining the ghost crew. Like, so that's Ezra's ghost is actually the ghost crew, I guess. I suppose I could go into how Zeb's ghost would be the Lasan, Lasat people. But I'm not sure. Somebody else can pick that up, because I think canon does enough with that. And also, I'm not sure what I personally could add. I know there's stuff that, like, you could make that very heartfelt, but I'm not sure I can do it. And then Sabine's ghost is maybe her family, but maybe it's the naivete that she lost when she was part of the Empire and an Empire cadet and building those weapons and then realizing they were turning on her own people. So it's that dream of, and then that dream and purpose that she used to have and how that changed. Because again, her relationship with her family is already explored in canon. And while that could be deepened, I'm not sure I could do it. So I'm not sure which of those is the plus one. Maybe Chopper is the plus one. I have no ideas for Chopper at all. Somebody pick up Chopper. Or maybe it's Zeb or Sabine who is the plus one because they are, like, they actually get resolution to their ghost. Anyway, those are my ideas. Voice team, 2020, Purple Podfic Eaters. Run with it!